City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome. We're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access, and it is Wednesday, August 16th. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and this is a Mandan edition of City Current, which means Jim Neubauer is here, Mandan City Administrator.
Morning, Mary. How are you?
Good.
Good.
At least we don't have to talk about the drought anymore.
the rains the last few, I guess the last week and a half have been very welcome.
Yeah,
and I think I've heard in reports that we had up to 2.5 inches in the downtown Mandan area and then 2 inches north by Harmon Lake. So
A little bit of relief.
Wish it would have come sooner, earlier this summer. But as they say, every little bit helps right now.
That's right. That's right. That's great. Moving on a little bit about the city commission meeting last night.
Right.
And I want to mention right away that Dakota Media Access, our record has been broken here. We have had many, many years of not missing a meeting. And unfortunately, we've had a little problem in the Mandan meeting room, control room operation over there. We have some technical problems that we've been having for over a week, and we're still working on them. But what it meant was we were unable to carry the Mandan City Commission meeting live last night. So it was a big disappointment to us. We don't like being our record to be broken, but stuff happens.
Well, I think we can... You know, we can assign blame to Greg Welch, our finance director, as the August 1st reading of our budget. We're trying to adjust the screen so we could see his presentation, and it seems like one thing led to another thing, and we're still trying to get all that fixed out. So Greg is on vacation today, so we can blame him.
And, there you go.
You know, he can take it.
There you go. So we'll try and get that meeting up as quickly as we can onto our website. And also to replay on the government access channels as well. We do have a recording, so we're attempting to sync up all the audio and video and get it out there as quickly as we can.
That's good because, you know, we sometimes, we know absolutely people watch and people listen and people love to be able to go and replay on a commission meeting that may have missed.
Yeah.
So we've heard that the last several years that we've done this, and I think people are very appreciative of the service that Dakota Media provides
to both communities. I will mention, too, that this problem has been going on for a little while, so we were unable to capture the last Mandan school board meeting, and then we had difficulty with Parks and Rec the other night, so it's we're frustrated, and we're working on it. So we'll get to it as quickly as we can and get back to normal. So I was unable to watch the meeting because of that. Usually I do watch the meeting and make sure that I've listened to the discussion and seen what city commissioners' action has been. So that was not possible this time. So I'm a little bit cold, but working off your agenda. And as we talked about, there were a couple of things that happened last night. One of them was a public hearing, which was in a continuation of an appeal process that's going on.
There was a public hearing regarding what we call the repeal of the appeal process. And it sounds a little goofy, but that's really the way it works. We drafted some ordinances last December that, in essence, would allow if a recommendation comes from our Planning and Zoning Commission, which, you know, Planning and Zoning is not the final decider on issues. They make a recommendation up to the City Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The City Commission then makes the final call. An appeal process was put in, and we have found that there may be some glitches or some things that we need to iron out in that appeal process. So we had a first reading of an ordinance on June 6th, which would repeal the appeal process that was passed in December of 2016. That issue then was referred back down to Planning and Zoning because the City Commission wanted to gather some other input. Planning and Zoning met on that issue July 24th, I believe, made a recommendation up to the City Commission. And that recommendation was a vote of 7-2 to go ahead and repeal the appeal process. And so this has kind of been a continuation this summer. Last night we had, you know, a public hearing, and up for consideration was the second reading of the appeal of the repeal of the appeal process.
So you had public testimony last night, and as you said, that was the bulk of the meeting really last night. So
Our total meeting was about an hour and a half last night, and about an hour of that was taken up with public comment and commission discussion on this issue.
So, but no decision was made last night other than
there was a motion, and a motion was passed to deny the second reading of that ordinance, which would have repealed the appeal. I sound like a broken record there. Yeah. But along with that, again, the commission is very interested in hearing what the public has to say and interested in taking public comment and trying to find a workable solution. So in that matter, Commissioner Labor also, and along with her recommendation or her motion to deny the second reading, said we would like to form a committee made up of some planning and zoning members, some city commissioners, also some members of the public, to provide some input into this appeal process so that we can find something that I think everyone agrees we need to tweak it and figure out what's going to work for the city standpoint, what's in the best interest of the city, and also how can we accommodate a new development that's going on in Mandan.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
This is not over.
Yep, it's not over, but they didn't extend this out forever. They basically gave this committee 30 days in which to get their work done and bring a recommendation back to the city commission on our meeting in September 19th. So this will not be a long, drawn-out process. This committee will get busy and get their work going. And like I said, they are to report back to the city commission on September 19th.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that on your next agenda or one of the next agendas coming up. On the consent agenda last night, a couple of items. One of them was your employment contract with the city of Mandan. It's a bit unusual. You are a contract employee. That's not necessarily typical, but that means you come up for review. Your contract does every 3 years.
Right. The I started my employment with City of Mandan on February 1st of 2000. We entered a one-year contract at that time because at that time the commission, this was a new position.
Oh.
And they kind of said, well, we're not sure how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. Let's give it work on a trial basis. So we did a one-year contract. The following year, we did a two-year contract. And the years subsequent to that have all been three-year contracts. So my contract was coming up at the end of the year. And the new contract will be run from January 1 of 2018 through December 31st of 2020.
Okay.
And so, like I said, that's a...
Well, that's good. You showed up here this morning, so I figured everything was okay.
Kind of joked about that, saying, well, will you be here tomorrow or not? So, I serve at the... I'm the only contract employee with the city of Mandan has, and I serve at the pleasure of the city commission. A lot of city administrators around North Dakota also serve under a contract basis. You're not sure if, you want to make sure that you have... The commission has options and what they want to do. And if there's a direction that's being taken that they don't agree with or that you're not doing your job, they have that ability
that flexibility
to terminate that contract.
That makes sense.
So that's why that contract is
in
place.
So you must be doing okay so far.
Well, it's like I said, I'm appreciative of the board and everything that they do for me. And hopefully they are.
Well,
I know they are because
if
the contract wouldn't have been approved, then we'd be doing
February
something else.
February of 2000.
Right.
Boy, yeah, you're moving up
long
there.
Long time. We'll go through this contract, and we'll have 20 years in with the city. Hopefully, I serve at the pleasure of the city commission and continue to provide some good advice to them.
Well, it was a positive note to start the meeting on. So the other thing on the consent agenda that I made a note of was a big annual event.
Yes.
Mandan has many of them. And that is the Wild West Grill Fest coming up.
Right.
And that's this weekend.
This Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
And Mandan Progress Organization, we've talked about before that, all of our surveys show that Mandan does great events. And this is another one that was started, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. So starting this Friday, I think at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with some music in Dykstrand Park. And we'll run through that evening. And also
there's bands, there's music,
food, socializing, beverages.
Yes.
So we encourage folks to come down this
And
weekend.
Again, we're recording this program on Wednesday, August 16th.
Right.
And when we say the Wild West Grill Fest is this weekend, it's August 18th and 19th. So that's this coming weekend. Couple of things, and we've got the website up on our screen right now, and you can find that information at mandanprogress.org. They have a big area. They're talking about the Wild West Grill Fest. So it tells you everything in there. It's got the schedule in there, who the sponsors are, those types of things. And the schedule is important because, again, as Jim mentioned, Friday the gates open at 4 o'clock. They'll go to 11:30. And then Saturday, They open at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. on yep. Saturday. So again, you know, and we talk about the MPO doing great events in mm-hmm. town, but those events couldn't happen without the sponsors that yeah. help put on these events. And so we're always grateful to the sponsors, and we list them on all the material that goes out. And
Man in Progress does a nice job of getting those lined up, and they're on the screen on the website too. So they do a nice job of acknowledging those sponsorships and whatnot.
Right. If you look at even the bands that are playing, they're trying to hit kind of all ages of music. I think you've got Blue English on Friday night, and you've got Dirty Word coming in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think Dirty Word's a little more younger generation or middle age, maybe. I'm not positive, but like I said, all those bands are trying to appeal to a wide range of people, yeah. and I think they do a pretty good job in doing that.
I think it's important to mention as well, there is an admission charge. It's really right. low. It's like $5.
It's $5, for each night. So, mm-hmm. like I said, the admission is really you're not paying $30 or $40 for a concert ticket or anything like that. It's $5. You can come in, and there'll be vendors there to provide food and adult beverages and things like that.
And so, there is a competition here too. On Saturday, they do have a competition. There is a judging for the yep. the food, and so that's happening. It's also a pie eating contest, which yeah, I thought was kind of interesting.
That might be a new one. I don't think I've seen the pie eating contest on there before. But normally there'll be, like I said, judging for the best
and bingo
food
happening
and things like that. And again,
blackout bingo at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
So. Right, with cash prizes. So
yeah, cool.
There you go.
There you get your $5 back. and it should be mentioned too, no coolers, and please don't bring pets.
Yep, no coolers and pets. Yeah. We try and do our best, and the MPO does, to be a family-friendly environment. Yeah. Sometimes people bring a dog into the park, and, we have had some issues in the past with that. And we just encourage you, come down there, no coolers, no pets, and enjoy yourself.
Most pets don't want to be there anyway.
Yeah, just probably.
Leave them at home.
They're
happy. Going back to the agenda last night, some new business that happened. We talked about budget the last time you were here, the 2018 city budget. But last night you had a chance to talk with the Airport Authority and then the Mandan Morton Library.
The Morton Mandan Public Library. Yeah. So every year we've asked the Mandan Airport Authority is a group of people that are appointed by the City Commission to oversee and run the airport. The Airport Authority comes in with a budget that's approved by the City Commission. Now, most people don't know, but the city, 4 mills of your property tax go to help support the Mandan Airport. They have a budget about $525,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They've got income from not only property taxes, they've got income from fuel sales and hangar rent and things like that. And last night, normally they'll come in and they've got a couple of really good pilots. Dr. Klein is one that will fly around town. He'll take pictures and then they'll provide those to the city. Oh. So normally, if you can go on when you replay this, you'll be able to see a lot of aerial shots of Mandan.
He brought those last night last night's meeting.
Yep.
Oh, great.
And so that happens. And then last night, Jim Lawler and a board member provided a update on, here's what our revenue projections look like for 2018. Here's our expenditures. And here's what projects we have going on mm-hmm. at the airport. So it's a nice way for the city commission to get an update on what's going on at the airport. We do have one of our city commissioners. Commissioner Mike Brown has the Airport Authority portfolio, so Mike is involved in the operations of the airport too. But like I said, they do a great job out there. If you're out there during Buggies and Blues, they've got a pancake and breakfast fly-in. Mm-hmm. I went out there with my daughter and grandson this year, and they had a great time. He's about two,
nice.
Turns two yesterday, and when they let the little kids go in and push buttons and get in the airplanes and put the headphones on them. It's a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they serve you breakfast out there too. So like I said, the airport does a nice job.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people know that there's a Mandan airport.
It's busier than you would ever imagine.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you go on our website, I think Jim's presentation is out there. We'll show you the number of customers that they have and things like that. So yeah, they do a really good job.
So anything on the Morton Mandan Library budget, they do a similar presentation?
Correct. There's a Morton County or Morton Mandan Public Library Board of Trustees, and they're appointed by county commissioners and also city commissioners since we have a joint library. Jackie Hawes is the new director of the library, came in and did her first budget presentation.
Mm.
Greg and I met with her a week or so ago and tried to help her get what does the
Walk
commission
through
want
it,
to see.
Yeah.
And like you said, I learned a lot of things last night because Jackie did an outstanding job of presenting. Here are the programs and here are the number of visitors we have
to
the library.
I look forward to hearing that.
It's not just you go in there and check out a book and you're out the door.
Sure.
There's so many kids programs. There's adult programs. They're doing a teen room now in the library. And all this is, you know, most people think of the library in an old school type of way where it's, you know, going to get your book, but there's much more to the library than just books.
Yeah.
And there's some projects going on at the library right now. They are replacing some of the windows in there. I think I can't remember the total number of windows that there are, but we're replacing some along Main Street that were kind of old and there was
that building,
cracking and going through there. So
that building's been through a few
renovations from a BNSF freight house to I think there was a call center.
Remember being in that freight house 25 years ago or so, and it was a shell.
Right.
And the vision was talked about, what do we do with this building, the city of Mandan?
Right. There used to be, I think, a chiropractor in there on the main floor. And now with the library also share space because the upper floor is the Rice Bowl restaurant. Mm-hmm. So the library receives rent from the Rice Bowl for that, their space that they take up. Like I said earlier, the airport has about a $525,000 revenue budget. Mm-hmm. The Mandan Morton Public Library has, I think, $750,000 worth of revenue that it takes to operate the library. And like I said, they're open 65 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. And like I said, there's a lot of usage there. And, and Jackie, like I said, for her first year, did a great job. Not only for her first year, but she came in and did a very nice job of updating the board on here are the programs that we have.
So these two, the Airport Authority and then the library, these their budgets are into your overall budget for 2018, and that's going to be on, will that be on your next agenda then?
The public hearing for our budget is on September 19th
okay.
at 6 o'clock. And so that's when the public hearing is. Public can come in and make any
6 p.m.
Okay, right,
thank you.
In the evening, and hopefully we'll have the all the audio and video worked out at that point in time.
It's nice to give some background information in the various departments. Yep. People are a little more informed about if they want to come and comment, then that's their opportunity
and
to
I think
do that.
The airport, part of the reason we bring the airport and library into the city commission is so that folks know that, you know, while we the city levies mills and levies taxes that go to pay your property tax, your police, your fire, and things like that, there's also the library that it helps pay for, and there's also the airport that is part of your tax bill. So, and that, like I said, those go to help operate
the budgets
those
are
two entities.
Very complicated.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, new business last night was the commission acted on the growth fund's recommendation regarding the new Mandan Depot Beer Hall.
Right. Part of our, you know, we hear through all of our surveys and all of our input from the public is we want more opportunities to eat in Mandan. You know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, so.
Absolutely.
And Edgar Oliveira, who has the Harvest Brazilian Grill, also stationed west, it will be opening the Mandan Depot Beer Hall in probably October of this year.
So, and we talked about that at a previous City Current episode, you and I. So that was pretty exciting.
Yep, that was the impetus between the city and Fort Lincoln renegotiating the lease.
That's right.
Because we knew that Edgar wanted to do a beer hall and eating establishment in that building. And so, like I said, it's worked out really well. I think you can see for the...
We've got some stuff on the screen that Ben is going to roll, some photos and some concepts that have been proposed for the interior and exterior of the building, and they look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, Edgar describes it as they're going to have a casual German style.
Casual German.
Yep, right. And a lot of homemade sausages will be made in the building, and it will be what they call communal seating in there. So there'll be long tables with benches.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be kind of a different setup for noon. That'll be kind of you go up to the counter and get your meal and go back and sit down.
Okay.
In the evening, it will be service at the table. So we'll have two kind of different concepts going on there. But if you look at how, you know, Edgar's got some pictures of what he wants to do on the interior of the building, and it's pretty cool stuff. They've already been... part of the deal has been that there's about $50,000 worth of improvements that are being made to the depot.
Have they started
that? And they've started those.
Okay.
If you'll notice, if you drive by the cupola On the outside of the building has been painted. They're painting
nice.
The railway, the windows, and doing some other things with the old kind of barn doors on the outside.
Now, they'll also have a patio, as I take it.
He's looking at possibly this summer, or actually the summer of 2018, there will be some seating area outside that you can, you know, enjoy.
Watch the trains.
Watch the trains. and this will be a, you know, over 21 age limit because there will be, again, beverages served on the inside.
Just a question. Mm-hmm. Trains coming through downtown Mandan. Right. There are there any horns?
There are west of Mandan.
Right.
When you have a
but not
just
through
a
downtown
crossing.
Because
through downtown,
you have underpass and
we've got underpasses,
no need
overpasses,
for them.
And
that's kind of nice.
If you Fiesta Via and Bismarck used to rattle the rattle your chairs on the outside and listen to the train whistles in Mandan because it's a rail yard. It's the trains are moving so much slower. You may hear the buckling. Or the coupling of the trains, everyone might shake you a little bit, but we're looking at for folks to be able to sit out and back and watch the trains and things like that while they enjoy their meal.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Edgar has been a big plus for downtown Mandan, and he's a big proponent and a big supporter.
I think he knows how to run a restaurant.
Yeah, he's doing very well, so
they're
glad
nice.
To have him.
Yeah, and I love the decor. I mean, it's a nice to recognize the history of the depot, but he's adding a little bit of a German flair to
it. There's a fine line
lighting
between
lighting fixtures. Are
we
cool.
want to make sure we keep intact the integrity of the Mandan Depot.
Yeah,
and he'll be doing That's some great. Things on the inside that are not. I don't know if you want to call them obnoxious or they just take away from the spirit of the building. All of the things he's doing really are they'll work well with that building. And like I said, we're just awful glad to have him in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look forward to that. Just a reminder, if you're just tuning into the program, it is Wednesday, August 16th, when we're recording in the studio. And I'm Mary Van Sickle, along with City Administrator of Mandan, Jim Neubauer.
Yep.
And the other thing I had on my agenda or my notes to talk about today was Slide the City. It's
All
coming
right.
up again.
Slide the City will be August 26th. If folks remember the last couple of years, we have, or not we, but there have been a lot of volunteers and working in conjunction again with Mandan Progress Organization and the Mandan Park District who really brought this event to town a few years ago.
It's pretty
you put
cool.
the giant slip and slide down on 6th Avenue and Sunset Avenue. Near the high school, and
we've
your
got
swimming
some
suit
photos
on and away
on the
you go.
Screen, it's so colorful. It's just such a colorful event with all the inner tubes and the bright green tubes that you fly down. And Mandan's really kind of the perfect place for it. It's on Sunset Drive.
And 6th Avenue, right
there. We go
just to the east of the Brave Center and Mandan High School area. The Park District and the Slide City organizing folks do a really good job of contacting all the neighbors who are along the street up there, making sure they know what's going on,
it's
when it's coming.
It's disruptive.
So traffic will be rerouted for much of the day while they set up. I think they start really early in the morning to set this thing up because it does take a lot of volunteers and takes a lot of people to get this thing operating. But another family-friendly event. For Mandan, and no matter what age you are, you can participate and encourage.
This is the third annual.
I think it's the third annual, yes. Okay. And like I said, we encourage everyone to wear shoes, whether they're your flip flops or your water shoes or whatever, because you will be walking back up on the sidewalk or part of the street to get to the top of the hill and slide down again. And like I said, it'll run for most of the day.
So that's
10 a.m. to 7 p.m., I guess.
10 to 7 Saturday, August 26th.
Right.
And that's, not this weekend, the next weekend, but we won't be together until then. So just wanted to bring that up and let people know. Yeah. Now, there is a charge to go to slide the river or slide the city. And the tickets prices vary depending upon what you want, what kind of level of...
You can buy, I think,
slide you want
anywhere between a $15 and a $60 ticket. If you go on the slidethecity.com or the Mandan Park District's website, Mandan Parks, they will link you to where you can purchase tickets online. And like I said, there are several different options. And for those of you who are listening, there's some video going that was taken the last couple of years. And like I said, it's a great event and a lot of people come out for it.
This video is really fun to watch. And we should make mention that this video was, I believe, the one we're watching right now came out of the Bismarck Tribune. So we thank them and credit them for this video. That's really nice.
Yep. And we've got some from that are, if you look on YouTube, there's the Made in Mandan video series. Sure. And some of the video also comes from
there. That includes this footage.
Right.
Yeah. What a fun event.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. And like I said, it just ties into the We Do events really well in Mandan, whether it's Buggies and Blues, 4th of July Rodeo, Grill Fest. I think we'll have Oktoberfest in September coming up, you know, in a month or so. So I think every month in town there's a good event going on.
There is.
Yep.
At least in the summer, there's always something going on over there.
Well, the Slide the City, that's an interesting one too, because if it's even raining out, you can still participate because obviously you're going to get wet and it's water. So if it's drizzling or cloudy out or something like that, you can still come
and
participate. So it's not the event is off because it's raining.
That's right.
So I think
makes it a little more slippery.
Yep, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, thanks, Jim. I think we're done for the day. And
we've got a couple more events if we still have a couple minutes. As we're talking about events, I think on September 9th, we've got a community block party going on at Spirit of Life Church. Okay. And also on September 11th, we've got the Golden Age Classic Car Show up by Liberty Heights.
Oh.
And so if you're not familiar with that area, it's up near Lewis and Clark Elementary School on 14th Street. And if you go up there on September 11th, and then another classic car show. And like I said, so if you're not able to find something to do in Mandan over the summertime, you're just not looking.
No, these are open to the public?
Yes.
Are they free of charge, or do you think there's
that? I don't know. I believe the classic car show up at Liberty Heights is. There may be a charge for the community block party at Spirit of Life, because I think that is a fundraiser, and I think usually they have a band going on in the evening. So, absolutely.
More stuff.
Right.
More stuff to do in Mandan. Well, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thanks for having me today.
Here, and we appreciate you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.